He is the first guy I've ever met from Kindred in my life. That's the first time. When I first saw him, it's the first time I've ever seen anybody from Kindred. It wasn't big enough to have about three people, was it?
Well, the population diminished by about a third when you left, I think. So. But he was born there and later moved down to Kissimmee, Florida, and was really raised down there, and that's how he got to be known as the Kissimmee Kid. And has had a very interesting and varied career. He can play any kind of style you want to think about on the fiddle, from jazz to pop to bluegrass to folk to country to whatever you want to name it. He can do it and do it the way it's supposed to be done. And the one thing that's unique about Vassar is that when you hear Vassar play, you know it's Vassar. There's nobody else that sounds like him. He's got his own sound, and you'll never hear another fiddle player that can try to equal him, because he is his own man and developed his own style, and he calls it hillbilly jazz. And yeah, how about that bass player?
You know what? I didn't know any better.
He didn't know any better.
No. Had to teach ourselves, you know, and back then, didn't know what to do. You didn't have nobody to show you how, so you just had to start from scratch, and I'm still scratching.
Well, it's a great honor for me to be able to introduce him here tonight, because when I first started trying to learn to play a fiddle, I didn't know anything about it either, and I had to try to get a record or something to listen to, and the first record I got was No Flat and Scruggs with Paul Warren on there, and the second record I got, I bought because it had this picture of this beautiful fiddle on the front of it, all painted up and everything, with this farm scene on it, and I got that thing, and it was Vassar Clements, and when I heard that, I knew I was going to have to learn to play that thing.
You going to play something tonight? Yeah, we might.
He's won a bunch of Grammy Awards, and he has played with everybody that's worth playing with. He is just a consummate fiddle player. I'll tell you one little quick story about him. I had the pleasure of interviewing Vassar one time for the Department of State, and I asked him, a lot of you remember the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album that the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band did. Well, Vassar was on that album, and it was a monumental album for him, and I asked him one time how he got to be on that album. And he said that, well, you know, Earl Scruggs was on that album, and they asked Earl, said, we need a good fiddle player to be on this. Do you know of anybody we can get? And Earl thought a minute, said, yeah, Vassar Clements. And the fella said, well, we haven't heard of him. Is he any good? Will he do? Earl said, he'll do. And he's been doing ever since. And we're proud to have him here at the 52nd Annual Florida Folk Festival.
I don't know if the mics and everything is on yet. I guess we'll get used to it as we go.
Just about to get them. I'll tell you another story. That'll make them get them in a hurry if I keep telling these stories.
Yeah, real quick.
He told me that the first time he got a job playing with Bill Monroe, he went to Jacksonville and caught the bus in Jacksonville and went to Nashville. But when he got to Jacksonville and bought his bus ticket, he left his fiddle there with the man at the counter for safekeeping while he went and got a sandwich or something to eat. And when he came back, it was time to get on the bus, and the fella couldn't find his fiddle. And so he got on the bus and went to Nashville to try to get a job playing with Bill Monroe and didn't have his fiddle with him. Now, that took courage. And got up there, and Mr. Monroe listened to him and heard him and hired him right there on the spot. And I'm sure glad he did, because
I am too, because I'd have had to come all the way back with about 15, 20 cents in my pocket. Can you hear the banjo? You can't hear it? Tell him over here what you want.
All right, they'll let us know when they get it ready. He's got some CDs coming out. Let me tell you all about that. He just recorded a CD with Buddy Spiker. Any of you know Buddy Spiker, the great fiddle player up in Nashville? And that'll be coming out here before long. He's also just got through with a project with David Grisman. And that'll be coming out. Be looking for that one. There's another CD that's going to be, it's in the works now that they're putting together. It's going to be called The Hitmen. And it'll be out in probably the next year or so. Be looking for that. And also, there's a television show that you'll be able to pick up on the satellite featuring Vassar and Johnny Gimble. And that should really be something to see.
Can everybody hear there?
All right, I think we're just about ready. If y'all would, put your hands together and let's give a good warm welcome here to the Florida Folk Festival to Mr. Vassar Clements.
Thank you.
With memories of how we once loved each other, and now you're saying goodbye.
On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder where she can be. On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
All right.
I've cried for you, little darling. It breaks my heart to hear your name. My friends, they all so love you, my darling. They think that I am to blame.
On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder where she can be. On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
Little Josh, that's it, buddy.
It's my destination, and that's where I'm bound.
On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder where she can be. On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. Thinks of me.
Thank you. It's good to have Josh here on the mandolin with us. He's a good friend of ours. We were down in Tampa not long ago, and he sat in with us, I think, didn't you? In Tampa at Skipper's. Yeah, okay. Listen, I'm the one that couldn't remember nothing. You're supposed to remember these things. You know? Here's one I wrote a long time ago and forgot it, and probably don't know it tonight. But anyway, it's called, that's what I got on the neck of the fiddle here. It's called Vasily. I hope we can do it. Like I said, we rehearse that a lot. No, but we have got one here that I want to get Carol to. It's a little bit different. It's with that steel guitar and all, but I think it's a Ray Price tune. It's called The Other Woman. Thank you. I'm afloat in the middle of the river, and I can't climb out on either side. But if I go over the deep end, it's because, sweetheart, you never tried. Other woman isn't prettier than you, but the other woman soothes my wounded pride, and more important, I feel wanted again. I can't give up the other woman in my life. I can't give up the other woman in my life.
Thank you.
Long way around.
All right, here's another one I wrote. Josh, hang on, buddy. This one I don't play very much. It's called Long Way Around. I couldn't find an ending to it, so I just called it Long Way Around. Just keeps going, going, and going. I don't know. It's G, I believe.
Yeah.
Somewhere along in that. Alan can pick them, can he?
Thank you.
Moonlight Midnight. I know y'all hadn't heard that. That's when we're olden in the way and olden in the gray and olden out of place. And did Pete write this? I'm not sure, but it sounds like Peter Rowan anyway. I mean, it sounds like one of his tunes. But we've played it a lot, or I have, over the years. It's called Midnight Moonlight.
Beg, steal, or borrow till it goes or down. Call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission so we can say our prayers. Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight. In the moonlight, midnight moonlight. If you ever feel sorrow for the deeds you have done, and there's no hope for tomorrow in the setting of the sun, and the ocean is howling for the things that might have been, and at last good morning sunrise will be the brightest thing you've ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. that you have done. And there's no hope for tomorrow in the setting of the sun. And the ocean is howling for the things that might have been. And the last good morning sunrise will be the brightest thing you've ever seen.
In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight, moonlight.
Thank you. What about what?
Who wants to sing it?
He's talking about who it all sounds like together. Bill Monroe tune called Wheel Horse or Horse.
Oh,
horse.
Horse?
Okay.
Thank you.
First time I got to play with Wayne is tonight now, so I'm gonna enjoy this. And it's just what you asked for.
My ears stopped up.
What was the name of
Faded Love?
Yeah, that's it. I knew that. Y'all ready? One, two.
Thank you.
Wayne picked this one out, and I'm going to try to follow whatever he's on here.
I hope somebody's got a picture of this, because I'm going to need some.
Send it to me, too.
How about a little bit in the key of D of the old Kentucky waltz, right? One of Bill Monroe's old waltzes.
Did I tell you who everybody was?
I don't know.
Hello.
What's your name?
I don't even know who everybody is.
I honestly did get on the bandstand one time. I'd been working with these guys for 5 years and forgot one of them's name. But I know these people. Alan Dalton on the banjo from Jacksonville, Florida. Jane Royal on bass, who thank you so much for today, Jane. It's been beautiful. And little Josh, who I've thought the world of ever since I met him over, I don't know where I met him. Mag, Swanee, some of them. But he's doing a great job. He keeps it up, I'll tell you what. It'll be hard to catch. Glad to have him. My brother Carol Clements on guitar. And whatever else he wants to. Hey, we ought to get him to do one, like a ring wrapped, or what's that other thing? You know, well, should have come home, but I am.
About the bottle let me down.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. How does that go?
Sure. Yeah.
The bottle, that don't sound very nice.
I'm
going to
wait it.
Bar room when it's over,
not feeling any pain at closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober. I couldn't drink enough to get you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down. When your old memory come around, the one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. Merle Travis tune, if I can remember the words, called Ken Folks in Carolina. One, two, three. Mm-hmm. I got ten folks in Carolina. That's the place to find my family tree. They're scattered from a little north of Georgia to a little bit east of East Tennessee. Now there's a little lump of sugar up by Asheville who really ain't no kin to me at all. I'm gonna buy her a dud ring, get me a ticket on the New River train, and make her my closest kinfolk after all. Down in Charlotte, my grandpa fought for Robert E. Lee. Now there's a little gal on top of old Smokey with the smoothest sorghum, little old southern drawl. Gonna tie the knot to that southern bell, tell all the world with a rebel yell, she'll be my closest kinfolk after all. She'll be my closest kinfolk after all.
Forgot to practice the ending.
It don't matter if we, if we didn't think perfect, it wouldn't be right. No. Thank you so much. What have we got? Oh, yeah. We're going to turn the banjo picker Earl Jr. loose on this, whatever he said, Foggy Mountain Special. Was that right? Thank you.
did that over there on the other stage, but maybe some of these people wasn't over there. At Redwood Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it again. We was about to learn it over there on that other stage, huh?
We did a lot of repeats.
Yeah. Yeah, run out, we start repeating.
Start over again.
Are y'all, Alan, you got some water? Okay.
Alan got some water.
Mother Nature for a while. She told me of her love for the children in her trust and of the great concern for the likes of you and me and us. Crying, oh, she was. She did speak these tender words. I wouldn't change for any man. I tried to comfort her, but she would not be still. And how the rain did fall as I found my way back down Redwood Hill. Yeah, maybe.
Let's try the Lonesome Fiddle first, and then we'll try that. I don't know what time they're going to make us quit. I'm with you more. You just going to have to remind me of what to play, but anyway. Lonesome Fiddle Blues, all right. Up here in front is asking for another slow one. And it's another Merle Travis tune. I like that man's music. I'll tell you what. If I could just sing it like him, I'd be in good shape. But anyway, this is one of his, and I really like it. It's called Me and the Doggone Blues. Get along just fine. Ain't
never been apart. So don't ever expect to lose. So pal of mine, you'll always find me and the doggone blues. I once had a baby they called Lucille. She had a condominium in Louisville. Everything was peaches till her lover come home. And now I'm all alone, me and the doggone blues. We're together all the time. The blues is blue, and I am too. So we get along just fine. Ain't never been apart. So don't ever expect to lose. So pal of mine, you'll always find me and the doggone blues. Whoever wants it. Had a baby they call Lucille. She had a condominium in Louisville. Now everything was peaches till her lover come home. And now I'm all alone, me and the doggone blues. We're together all the time. The blues is blue, and I am too. So we get along just fine. Ain't never been apart. So don't ever expect to lose. So pal of mine, you'll always find me and the doggone blues. Thank you.
It's time. It's time. Okay. We can do that.
What did you say?
Josh says he don't want that one. No part of that. Well, let's see. What can we burn up? We got time to do one more, huh? Let's do Roanoke, because I think we can do that together. I think. Listen, I'm always thinking on something like this. Thank you very much for coming out and being with us. And nobody can say it any better than Wayne just told y'all. Keep coming, because I'm figuring on being back. The good Lord lets me live from now on out. So stay with us, and we'll keep learning from year to year, and we'll do different things, and you'll hear all kinds of different music. And you've been wonderful staying out here in a hot 3 days. I don't know if you've been here 3 days or not, but I know I had to go back every time today that I come out here. But we appreciate you staying out here on Sunday night. I know that a lot of you probably
Got to go to work. I'm not going to get up tomorrow if I can help it. But anyway, thanks again for coming out, and we're going to try one another Monroe tune called Roanoke.
You know it?
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
I hope.
I don't know if I know it. Ready, Josh? Thank you so much. And all these pickers out here with me, thank you, Josh, Jane, Alan, Carol, Wayne, thank you.
A big hand for Mr. Vassar Clements. Let's hear it for him. Let him know how much you appreciate it. Well, it just doesn't get much better than that. And he's just great. He's a national treasure, and we're proud to have him here. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. We've got a grand finale now that we're going to get Mr. Doug Goss to come back out, and Jeannie Fitchin is going to join him. This is sort of a traditional thing.